times how lost you felt before it all started. This is what you've been waiting for.
And salutations, and welcome, welcome indeed, guten Tag, to POV, and I'm your host, David W. Torrance. Yes, it's me, back again for episode 2.3. Took a couple of months, but yet, here we are. Let me get some little platitudes out of the way here first, some little disclaimers and whatever else that we usually, I'm already fucking the whole thing up, that we usually disclaim at the beginning of the show. If you do want to get hold of us, there's several ways to do that. First of all, email, video mail, voicemail. You can do it all at joelcrowservo@podomatic.com. Or alternatively, you can just, leave a little thing at the receptacle, the, that kind of thing there at joelcrowservo.podomatic.com. Leave us a little message on there. And that's the two ways you can do that. There you go. Well, hope you've been very well the last few weeks. Thank you for all the little comments and whatever you guys have left at the page. And glad that people actually miss the show, and I do sometimes as well. Hence, I'm doing this one. Here we go. Hope it'll be more regular from now on. Hope I'll be regular. That always helps, doesn't it? Anyway, we got several things to go on about. Of course, the show now is much shorter than we don't have any 50-minute shows coming up. That ain't going to happen anymore. So, excuse me. Let's just get on with the proceedings here. What do we got to talk about first? Well, first off, I want to talk about a couple of things on TV, because I watch the TV. I think you do, too. I think you've probably seen it, haven't you? First of all, a couple of days ago, we had the Oscars. Hooray for Hollywood. I don't know. I never seen most of them movies. I rented Little Miss Sunshine, but actually never got to see it. The films I've actually seen from the last year, I don't think any were actually nominated. Was Superman Returns nominated for anything? I think it was, and it lost. Everything lost to Pan's Labyrinth. I just like the David Bowie movie, Labyrinth. But anyway, there you go. No Pan. We don't want Pan. What amazed me at the Oscars this year, the one thing that amazed me the most, other than Al Gore winning anything for An Inconsiderate Truth or whatever the hell that piece of crap's called, was, normally there's some young chickie out there in her, barely clinging on dress that all the male folk are just drooling all over and think, I'd like to give it to her. And you know what I mean by it, don't you? This year it wasn't a young chickie. It was the star of The Queen, the film The Queen. My lovely bride Stephanie says she's 61 years old, so there you go, but 61's not the same thing now as it was 20 years ago, of course. Star of The Queen, Helen Mirren. They were just like, they basically might as well took out the things and waved it at her. And maybe she'd have liked that, I don't know, because according to Stephanie, she appears in many movies topless. She likes to show her boobies, which, can be a good thing, I don't know. Ain't seen many 61-year-old boobies. Ain't seen any, come to think of it, I don't think. But apparently she likes sex a lot, and still does. She said winning the Oscar was almost as good as getting boned on her wedding night, basically, is what she said. But not quite. More power to her. If she's 61 and she says she wants to still be necking in a movie and she thinks she can do it, well, groovy. This is America. You can do that if you want to here. Whether we'll actually go see it is another story. But I was just amazed by that the change this year. It's not the young chickadee, it's the old chickadee that they're all drooling over. So, you know, I think America is moving in its race relations. Another thing that I've seen on TV, and this pisses me off. This flat fucking pisses me off. I don't know if you guys have Arby's restaurants anywhere near you. Arby's fast food, you know they have the roast beef sandwiches. Well, they have a commercial that's been running the last few weeks that I turn off every time it comes on. I think all men ought to boycott Arby's just for this commercial. Have you seen it? The guy is sitting downstairs on his ass watching the fucking football game or something, whatever, hockey, baseball, I don't know. They're all sports. I don't give a crap about any of them. And he's sitting down there watching it, and his wife, from upstairs, says seductively, "Please come up here, I have something for you." And she had something for him, all right. So he, you know, gets his ass up finally, comes upstairs. She is wearing something silky and nice to touch, and fishnet stockings. She has her, you know, leg up on the bed to show off to him. And she says, "I bet you know what I'm thinking about, big boy." And she wants what the men at the Oscars wanted to give Helen Mirren. She wants some, and she wants it now. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah, that's right. And this guy, instead of, you know, dropping trowel immediately and going, "Yeah, give me some of that. You have put some fishnet stockings on. If a woman wears those, and she's upstairs in your bedroom, she wants it." Well, this guy, no. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. She says, "I bet you know what I'm thinking of." And he says, yeah, "I'm thinking of the same thing. Arby's. I got my pants on. I got my keys. I got my money. Let's go right now." And runs out of the room. What the fuck is wrong with him? The woman's wearing fishnet stockings. She wants it. And you know what I mean when I say it. And this dickhead, he didn't want to wait. He didn't want to wait the 2 minutes because you know it ain't going to take his bald ass very long. He didn't want to wait the 2 minutes and go, "Oh, yeah, well, I'm hungry now. Let's go to Arby's," which would be perfectly fine, perfectly copacetic. But hell no. He wants to go to Arby's right now. Skip the fishnet stockings and the fucking, let's go eat some fucking hamburgers or whatever they got at Arby's. Fish sandwiches. They got fish sandwiches now at Arby's. I want to go to Long John Silver's for the fish sandwiches. But certainly my wife's wearing fishnet stockings. I'm not immediately going to go, Big Mac. So, screw Arby's. I don't want to go there anymore. And I'm not going to. It's kind of like Hamlin's El Toro here in Muskogee, Oklahoma, which I also would not go to because they gave us fucking food poisoning. Speaking of poisoning, I think that CNN, Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC have been poisoning the minds of America with all this Anna Nicole and Britney shit. Now, the Britney shit is just further proof that the apocalypse is coming. Why? The beginning proof was the Police reunion. I mean, I know they got like a 60-date tour coming up, but it ain't gonna make it. I will be amazed if they make it through the whole damn thing without killing each other. The second was when David Lee Roth began to make sense and be the one with common sense in Van Halen. Yeah, they got back together, but it used to be that he was the drunk, goofy-ass, flaky one. Now Eddie Van Halen is the drunk, goofy-ass, flaky one. How the hell did that happen? And now, it used to be that Kevin Federline, K-Fed, "I'm rapping about Britney and drinking some booze. I'm gonna smoke some blunts and act like I'm black," and I'm not. Not even remotely. No. Now, he is apparently the one that has sense, and she has went goofy. She's probably already been goofy before. I mean, she's been goofy for a while, I imagine. But all of a sudden now it's like, "Hey, Brittany, I'm the K-Fed, and I'm not going to let you see our child because you're all drunk ass. So, you know, if you want to see your child, you're going to have to go and get some help." And Brittany's like, "Hell no, I'm going to go cut all my hair off and teach my mama a lesson, bitch." What the... What the hell's that shit all about? That's some crazy shit. What the hell's happened? That's enough of that. The Anna Nicole shit, I mean, that's... I don't know, that's sad. I mean, frankly, it is kind of sad. This woman, apparently she led her life in much pain. I saw her on Entertainment Tonight. They were showing like a couple of days after she died or whatever, an interview about her mother. and the barely suppressed rage and anger, her lower lip was just quivering, talking about her mother and how she abused her and what she did to her. And I said, when I saw that, I said, right then, I said, she was on the drugs to escape pain, to escape life. She just had a child die all of a sudden. You know, who knows what the hell that was all about. I mean, and that was it. And she escaped, all right. She permanently escaped. Now, while everybody's like, I want to bury her here. I want to bury her there. I want to bury her at Arby's. Well, you know, they're all, she's rotten. She is rotting. Her father went to see her at the morgue or whatever, and the coroner was like, not a good idea. You don't want to see her. And it's going to be a fucking skeleton by the time they get around to burying her, because they're like, I tell you what you want fucking money. And that's the whole damn thing to it, you bastards. Even the damn Howard K. Smith, which I'm on his side. I mean, look, she probably would have died a long damn time ago if it wasn't for him. He at least took care of the poor shambles of a woman. Her entire life was a train wreck. It was embarrassing. It was led without any kind of decency or dignity. And now her death is the same way. I mean, you live by the sword, you die by the sword, I guess, as the old folk used to say back in the olden time. But it's just kind of, I saw that interview and I thought, you know, how sad. I mean, that is really, really sad. I mean, you got all these people around that would do anything for you. You got all these sycophants and all this whatever. And it just goes to show, sycophants can't buy me love. Because I don't care too much for money, because it can't buy me love. But I do like money, because it can buy me books. Anyway, what are we going to do this week for a segment, Petey and Milf? Oh yeah, we're going to do the weird-ass record segment. Sometimes the weird-ass song, this is just a weird-ass record, and you'll be able to tell by the pops and the crackles. It is indeed. I hate this fucking microphone, by the way. Wish we had the old POV mic, because I don't like this one. Anyway, need to buy me a new one. The weird-ass record this week is brought to us by Western Electric, who apparently, back in the 70s, were kind of, what's the word? Aryan. That's right. And you're going to find out in the weird-ass record segment this week why I say that. And not, you know, in punging, is there even still a Western Electric? Hell, I don't know. But if there is, I'm not saying anything about you now. But this record is kind of weird. It's called The Dialect of a Young Black Man. And let me preface this by saying that this in no way is indicative of the feelings or attitudes we have here at POV Restaurant. So, on the Weird Ass Record segment, it's all about how the young black man spoke in the 70s. Yes, I'm not kidding. That's really it. There's something scraping at the wall behind me. It's right here, just for you, on POV.
Though their speech might be different, it works. It's their thing and their identity label. Those who have the gumption to stick with school travel in a world of teachers, both black and white, whom they don't understand, and who don't understand them. Traditional education seems only to systematically perpetuate their cultural plight.
Good morning, Joseph. You all set for graduation day?
Yeah, it was a mean 4 years, but I made it.
You were one of my best students. We're going to be really sorry to lose you.
You knew math was easy, Miss Williams, because you were a good teacher.
Cut that out, Joseph. Your grades are already in. Do you know what you're going to be doing now?
Yeah, I'm going to look for me some jobs.
Well, let me know if you need any recommendations, because I'll be happy to write you some.
Solid, Miss Williams. I'm going to need some, because I ain't going to get stuck in no factory job.
The young man got his diploma, but he didn't get the language. And when he sits across the desk from the man who might be able to give him a job he wants, they both will be at a tremendous disadvantage.
Mr. Jones is next, Mr. Petrie. Here's his application.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Have a seat.
Thanks.
What's the weather like out? I got in sort of early this morning, and I haven't been out since.
It's pretty hip.
Pretty hip? You can smoke if you like.
No, sir. I don't need no smoke.
We'll have to get your full name in here. They left one space blank.
Joseph Carruthers Jones. But they mostly calls me Joseph Jones, because Joseph Carruthers Jones is too long.
That middle name is spelled C-U-R-R-U-V?
That's T-H.
Oh, Carruthers. Joseph Carruthers Jones. That's quite a name.
It's my mother's name. It ain't no new name.
What did you study in school, Joe?
Well, I be learning the same thing everybody else do.
Such as?
Math, science.
Have any hobbies?
Yeah, I kind of be working with my uncle on weekends. It's not really a hobby, it's kind of a job.
More like a job. And what did you do there?
Well, we used to gig on cars, you know. Mm-hmm. And we sometimes be checking out clutches, you know, and brakes and carburetors. The thing, you know, the automobile thing.
Oh, that's great. Because it seems you've scored very highly on the mechanical aptitude section of our test. I think you ought to work in our machine shop.
Yeah, but that's not what I want to do. I can't be no mechanic.
Well, let me tell you a little about the mechanical training program we have here.
Yeah, Mr. Petrie, I don't want to do that. I mean, I'm really interested in having a desk job and a nameplate.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to have none of that in no kind of tool shop. Then I'd be coming in with overalls and stuff. And I want a job what means something.
Mm-hmm.
My mother don't want to see me in no overalls and grease, and I ain't interested
in that. Seems to be your strongest area, though. And I think you should capitalize on your strongest features rather than going into an office job.
Yeah, but my father do that. And my uncle do that. There ain't no way I'm going to do that.
What did you say you studied in school, Mr. Jones?
Hey, man, I told you that. The same thing everybody else studied. You know, that's why I come here. I mean, I went to high school and got a diploma, and now I'm supposed to get the kind of job I'd be chasing.
Well, we've got you on file now, and if anything comes up in the area you're interested in...
Well, wait a minute. You mean you ain't got no office jobs for me?
No, I'm sorry to say right now we don't.
Yeah.
Well... Have a good day, Mr. Jones. It was good seeing you.
Yeah, thanks.
Goodbye, Mr. Jones.
He the one?
Yeah, man. He done put the hurt on me. Give me a smoke.
Here you go, baby. He a blue-eyed devil?
Yeah, just another hunky, man. Wanted to give me one of them labor jobs. You know, like working on a machine or something. Didn't say nothing about all them office jobs in there.
This articulate young man obviously begins and ends his interview with great limitations because of his dialect. His speech carries no respect. In fact, it generates negative attitudes. This makes it very difficult for the interviewer to make a fair decision about the qualifications of such young people as Joseph, whose dialect substantially limits their choice of jobs.
Well, so does mine. Especially if you go in and say, fuck somewhere. I don't work either, but Helen Mirren, hell, she could go anywhere and get a job. Welcome back to POV. That's The Diary of a Young Black Man in the 70s. Not J.J. Walker. I doubt this kid ever said, dynamite! But, you know, God forbid we don't give him a job because he says something like, jive turkey. You know, now they say go in for jobs and ask for shizzle, snow schnizzle, and, you know, all that kind of weird shit. So, you know, whatever. I don't know. But that's Western Electric's idea of the young black man in the early 70s. Lord. Anyway. What else have we got to talk about here? Oh, let's skirt past this real quick. I don't know if you like the reality TV. Some people do. I don't like The Survivor. I don't like the Donald Trump show. Though more power to Donald and his gigantic flag. He's got it there in Florida. But there's a show called Dancing with the Stars. Stars ought to be in quotation marks, because they're not really stars. Now, I know Slater and Emmett Smith are on there last season, and they're kind of stars. I mean, anybody that was on Saved by the Bell, I count them as a star, don't you? But this season, apparently, they're going to have, as one of their contestants, or whatever they are on there, Heather Mills. Yes, the ex-wife of Macca. And I just request all of you that are any kind of Beatles fan or feel like, you know, I appreciate their music, I appreciate the Band on the Run album, you know, whatever. You know, I like the Paul. The first time she's on there, vote her fucking ass off. Because she's not a star. The only reason she's known at all was because of who she slept with. She happened to sleep with one of them there Beatles. And that's the only reason. But if you read ABC's press release, the reason she's on the show is because she's an amputee. Read missing one leg. so that would seem to, you know, not optimize her dance choices. But she's a star because she is a United Nations Goodwill Ambassador. So, I don't know, does she work for the Goodwill or what? She wants fucking well because she ain't gonna get a job nowhere else. Vote her ass off of there the first night. And Paul, I think, will appreciate us all. I think we need to do something for Paul. All right, so anyway, and speaking of further things... Oh, wait a minute. That sound signifies Star Trek news. Yes, we have some fresh off-the-wire Star Trek news. Now, you know they're making another one of these Star Trek movies. It's been a long time since they made one. The last one bombed out the ass. And I think, frankly, because it sucked. But they're making a new one. The Alias dude, the Mission Impossible dude, J.J. Abrams has written it, I think. It's definitely been announced today. Is directing it. And this straight from Paramount Pictures today. You know, there was huge secrecy over this movie. What the hell is this shit going to be about? Who's going to be in this? Is it going to be Captain Picard? Captain Hubie? Captain Waba? Captain Uba? You know, nobody knew. They didn't want to say because it was too damn long before the fucking movie... It's not even been done yet. I mean, at least they've come out and admitted that, yeah, Indiana Jones 4 is being made. Harrison Ford can still fit into his hat. Let's go. We're ready for it. We're going to make it now. Okay, great. And they're making a new Die Hard movie. I think it's called Live Free or Die Hard. Pretty cool. Kevin Smith is even going to be in that movie, if you can imagine. It's true. He's not going to be playing the, you know, Bruce Willis is going to be playing the guy. John McClane, yeah. But we now know what the Star Trek movie not necessarily is going to be about, but who's going to be in it and who the characters are going to be. About a couple of weeks ago, I read that Shatner and Nimoy have given their implicit blessings to this film, even though they would not appear. It said it in a kind of an odd way. It said they wouldn't be Kirk and Spock in the movie, but it kind of insinuated they might still be in it. They wouldn't be playing the main Kirk and Spock characters, I think it said. Something like that. Which kind of made me a little suspicious. But now it's finally been revealed today who is going to be in this extravaganza. It is going to be, indeed, the crew of the USS Enterprise, NCC-1701. Who is going to be playing Captain Kirk himself? An actor that has apparently lobbied long and hard for this role. And, you know, we all love to lobby long and hard. Captain Kirk is now going to be played by none other than Matt Damon. I kid you the fuck not. Matt Damon will be playing the captain of the USS Enterprise. Who's Mr. Spock? Well, Mr. Spock is an actor named Adrian Brody. And I'm trying to decide who the hell that is. I need to look that up on IMDb, I guess. Or IMDb, or I Am Sam, or what the hell ever. Dr. McCoy will be played by none other than CSI New York, Miami, or San Francisco's own Gary Sinise. Interesting casting choices, I think you agree, don't you? You should. So, yeah, they're finally going to completely remake the original Star Trek. Whether this will suck humongous ass, I don't know, because it ain't going to be out till like, late next year. So, this is going to be really interesting. I hope they don't pull a Battlestar Galactica on this thing. I mean, we want to see the velour, you know, the suits, and we want to see the green-skinned women, and we want to see the short skirts. What really brought this about is apparently they did an episode of Enterprise a couple of years back, one of the last shows, in which a ship from the future came to meet them, and it was one of the, you know, original Star Trek type, Constitution-class starships. And apparently, you know, in redoing, making the new bridge and whatever, the crew was just like freaked out. They're like, wow, this really holds up. They apparently felt like this is going to look ridiculous on camera now. These, you know, little funny light-up buttons and whatever, and they realize, no, it looks great, actually. This still works. This still looks futuristic somewhat. So I think that's what led them to go ahead and do this. Now, whether, you know, everything... I hope to God they don't change the Enterprise, because I will go and find J.J. Abrams, and I will kick him in the shins. So there you go. Matt Damon, Adrian Brody, and Gary Sinise, your new crew of the Starship Enterprise. Well, one last thing, your new crew of American Idol. One word describes them, and it's suck. This is the worst season of American Idol so far. We only really like a couple of the guys. You know, they're okay. I think one of his name's Chris Singh or something like that. You know, he's kind of got the Jack Osborne thing going on. And he's pretty damn good. Whether he'll win, I don't know. I don't know. And you got a sex scandal going on this year, so that's typical. You got Simon and the short dude griping at each other. What's his name? He's on everything. He's omnipresent. He's trying to be the new Dick Clark, whatever his name is. That too. The only one, I think, on the entire show worth a damn this year, and I cannot think of the poor girl's name. She's the kind of large, she's kind of large, but she's a black girl. Kind of a large black girl. She sang at the end of the show last week and pretty much wiped everybody off the map. I've never heard from the first performance on the live show Simon actually come out and say, you know, everybody else might as well just go home. Might as well pack the asses up and go. Because she kicked ass. She is very, very good. She'll be on again tonight. You know, and frankly, at this point, I don't care who gets kicked off. Because it's a crapshoot. Whoever. I mean, it could be any of them. The men sang last night, and I wasn't really impressed by hardly any. A couple of them were okay. They dedicated... what's the one guy? Tay Diggs, or whatever his name is, got up there and was like, yeah, I want to dedicate a song to my mama and my daddy. And it's going to be a Marvin Gaye song. And we both immediately went, God, I hope it's not Let's Get It On. And what did he do? He came out and sang, I've been feeling out, la, la, Let's Get It On. Dude, there's something wrong with dedicating Let's Get It On to your mama. I ain't saying nothing, but, you know, if I'm going to dedicate a Marvin Gaye song to my mama, it ain't going to be Let's Get It On. It ain't going to be Sexual Healing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about here? Something wrong with that. But the big girl, we'll vote for her. She is damn good. So, you know, take her to leave an American Idol this season. Just no Carrie Underwears, I don't know. There's one girl that really sucks. She's got long kind of red hair. She is not feminine in any way. When she dances, she's gawky and dorky looking. We thought surely she was going to get kicked off last week, but somebody kept her for some reason. Her family voted. I don't know. I don't know what the hell happened. But I just thought she bit, so. There you go. There's your American Idol update. There's your American Idol update. That's from Bucky. Bucky. Here's your American Idol update for this week from Bucky. Oh, shit. Well, that's it. That's all we got this week. We've had a long couple of weeks here. Had a couple of birthdays. Our little Molly Moo here is now 3 years old. 3 years young and blabbing nonstop. I can hear her in there talking about Dora right now. So, and heck, who wouldn't want to talk about Dora since our own little Alethea doesn't learn fucking English in school. She learns Japanese and Spanish. Which, I mean, is going to, you know, mean a lot when she's in the first grade in kindergarten. Well, I know how to say a 1, 2, 3 in Swahili. Do you know how to count to 10 in English? No, she does. But I bet you $10 some of the other kids have no damn idea, but they can sure go uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Oh, shit. What the hell's wrong with this damn... I don't know. Anyway, I know what the hell's wrong with this country. We need more POV. Well, we might have some again next week. Who knows? Anyway, that's all we got for this week. Glad to have you along. So, tell you what, push the button, Frank. Yes, yes, yes. Pushing the button signifies it's the end of yet another POV. That would be 2.3 to you and me. Thank you very much for joining us in the show today. Our usual tomfoolery. We went almost 30 minutes for this episode, so, that's not bad. A little longer than I intended to, but then again, whatever. I will comment on that. Anyway, thanks for listening. Of course, you can drop us a line at joelcorservo.podomatic.com. That's our home base there on the web type thing. And when will there be another show? Well, who knows? We'll try to get to one as soon as possible. And thanks for your comments. Thanks for the cookies you sent, even though you didn't. So, but anyway, thanks for thinking about us. David W. Torrance here saying good night, God bless, and ciao for now. And letting you know if it wasn't for you, it just wouldn't be for me. Thanks for listening to POV. We'll see you next time.
Thanks. I I was running short on platitudes. You can leave now.